I meet many people and share their journeys, and I'm always fascinated by how life happens,
mm-hmm.
and that we make all these plans and
yeah, right.
You know, we in a way we make all these plans how life is going to be, and I'm all for that, but then things happen
mm-hmm.
that we can't even like think of, right?
Right.
And we don't want to think about it. Like how does that change us as human beings? Like, how should we live? Should we have goals and dreams, or should we just be in the present? Like, what's your opinion about that?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it's very important to have goals and dreams.
Yeah.
It's very important, but, and I don't know that you can really, you know, do this until something happens. But when something like that happens, I mean, it is a slap in the face or a punch in the gut. You are forced to live in the present.
Yeah.
I find really, for the most part, that people, it's not that they're not able to plan. It's that they live in the past. Right?
Yeah.
They've got stuff from their past either they can't forgive themselves for, or they regret, or they're ashamed about, or blah, 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 blah. You cannot change the past, period. I can't change whatever I did yesterday. All you can do is focus on today and tomorrow.
That's hard, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. I mean, I will say one thing a cancer diagnosis does is it forces you to embrace change, which
yeah.
I feel like deep down is everyone's fear. I think any fear you have can come down to a fear of change of some kind.
Yeah.
But with cancer, your life is constantly changing and you're having to adapt and you're forced to. I mean, you have, and you lose a lot of control. You lose control of your body. You lose control of your time. I mean, there's just so many decisions that are taken out of your hands.
Yeah.
Although I encourage patients and caregivers to take as many decisions back as they can, but there are a lot of things that are just taken out of your hands and you have to give up, and you have to become more flexible, and it's not easy. And it does, however, make it easier to let go of the past, because if you're living in the present all the time, you really don't have time to think about that stuff that was bothering you.
That's true. And I heard a quote. I went to a lecture a couple of weeks ago, and I heard a quote, and they said, if you're in your head, you're dead. And
I love it.
I love that quote because sometimes it's true, right? Because when you start thinking about things, it's a downward spiral, especially if you're in a negative part in your life or you're feeling sad.
Yeah.
And the cure supposedly is to go out and serve and do something just like you did,
mm-hmm.
be out there and helping someone else, because then you don't have time to think about that someone cut you off in traffic, or that someone cursed at you, or that you made a mistake. You know, that's part of life. We're not perfect, right? What did your sister teach you during these times, like when she was going through this, but somewhere found that strength to at least have those positive moments and go after it? What did that teach you, and what could that teach us?
Oh God, you're gonna make me cry. You know, she really taught me to embrace change and to lean into it, because I don't know who said this. There are like five different people attributed to some version of this quote, but courage is not lack of fear. Courage is having fear and moving forward anyway, because the fear may never go away, and you just have to lean into it. And that is what she did. And gosh, man, in the 147 days she was sick, she had so much courage and dignity and grace, and above all, humor. She maintained her sense of humor. And so I work every single day to live my life that way. And when I have my moments, I kind of check myself. And one thing I say, I actually said this to a family member last week, you know, it's okay to have a pity party. It's okay to have a bad day or whatever. It's fine. But man, don't overstay your welcome at the pity party, yeah. Okay? Don't, because it doesn't serve anyone, and it certainly doesn't help you, because you're just sitting there wallowing, and just wallowing, that's not taking action. Yeah. That's not changing anything. That's not making things better. Yeah. And if you're just wallowing, you know, in this little pool of self-pity, you're going to find out you're going to end up alone all by yourself, because people are going to leave. Yeah.